Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. May the force be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo is a very experienced and tenured Wall Street analyst. He's worked on the street for many years in a number of different organizations. He's the author of Words on the Street, which is one of my Bibles in terms of how I understand how the marketplace works. And he is our good friend, Leo Haviland. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be back on your show. It's an honor.
It's good to have you back, Leo. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is something that you commented on in one of your recent articles, and that's a term you called entrenched deficit spending. Now, I remember the 90s when Newt Gingrich and the Democrats forged and the Clinton administration forged what would really became a balanced budget. We actually had a balanced budget in my lifetime in the late 90s, but then something happened that completely opened up the floodgates, and that was the attack of 9/11. You know, that was an excuse for Congress, the political class, to spend more money because we had to defend ourselves. And once that was in, that excuse, which everybody agreed on, allowed them to pierce that veil of a balanced budget, we've never looked back since then. And more recently, because of the pandemic, we've gone even deeper. In 08, it happened again. We had to recover from that. And recently, the Paycheck Protection Program, the CARES Act, and all that. Are we ever going to – what are we going to do about what you call entrenched deficit spending? What do you think?
It will be a challenge to recover from what has become a habit, and the habit can partly be summed up in the word entitlement. The entitlement is not just, say, what the poor and others may want. It's not only maybe military and industrial forces, their desires, but it also includes the entitlement of the well-to-do with their quest for lower taxes, both mm-hmm. income, and more recently with tax reform with the lower corporate rates.
And to be bailed out when their excesses cause systemic problems, like 2008.
That's right. The moral hazard has been reduced, and on top of that, even before the coronavirus disaster for the economy, there are long-run issues tied into the aging population, Social Security, health care, mm-hmm. and so on. One could say, well, Japan has a deficit of 230%+ of their government and live with it. But most people feel that, keeping the deficit high, and with it going over 100%, that it's a real long-term problem.
And he means 100% of the of GDP, folks. Meaning we have a deficit comparable to or a debt comparable to our economy. But here's the question. I think the big question, because I think everybody agrees that something had to be done to help small businesses stay in business, the CARES Act, et cetera, et cetera. But what is the legacy of all this? When does this bill come due? What is on the horizon? What is it going to look like? I mean, at some point in time, this is real money. Until it isn't, either it has to be repaid or evaporated. What do you think? I got about a minute and a half. What do you think the legacy of all this is going to be? When does it end?
Well, it won't end until people get scared, whether they're in America or elsewhere, and they're not scared yet.
What will they be scared of?
That no one will lend them the money,
right?
Or runaway inflation.
Mm-hmm. Those two, right?
Because debtors, and we're a country of debtors, want inflation because it reduces the cost of paying or dollar depreciation.
Or the cost of interest, if the interest rates go up, and we can't, that's when we're talking about bankruptcy, sovereign bankruptcy, right?
It'll be a challenge for the U.S. to go bankrupt, but in the meantime, a fair amount of Main Street might.
Right. No, that's exactly right. Because we are laden with debt, aren't we? I mean, that is a contingent liability. That is a cloud over our future, isn't it? All the money we owe in this country.
Right. Would you lend to someone with that amount of debt?
Most people wouldn't. It's the 200 years of underwriting would tell you no. Absolutely. So, right. Folks, this is something we need to think about. We can't just kick this can down the road forever. And I don't know what kind of a political class we'll ever have, or the constituents with the will to vote in a political class that will fix this. I don't know how that would happen. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.